getting into the machine.
4H kicks. Evening, Paul.
Mr. Stranger, how's everything over there in South Kakalaki?
I live up in North Carolina.
How's everything going over there in North Kakalaki?
So good. How about you down there in Georgia?
If I could ever get Mother Nature to turn off the water hose, I'd be doing all right. I could probably get something accomplished. But now I just got out here and I had a mishap week before last out here with my radio and everything. And I just got the power, the hot water wired back up and had to redo the PLT-59 on the end of the antenna and everything. And so I'm just seeing what I can hit and what I can't and making sure everything's working like it's supposed to.
Sounding good, just like usual, into the repeater.
Same there, and whatnot. How's everything going? How's your weekend going?
Just kind of quiet this weekend.
Roger. We don't tell nobody, because you tell somebody it's going to change, because nobody likes to have it peace and quiet. But anyway, did anything change in my signal on this transmission? I'll switch to low power.
Just a little bit of white noise in the background, but that's about it.
Is there any difference now?
About the same here.
Okay, I'm on medium power. I was just curious if it cleared up the white noise any. But anyway, I kind of figured. But anyway, all right. Well, I appreciate the radio check. I didn't know if I was going to be able to catch the net after I got done or not, but oh well. Well, have a good weekend, and don't stir up too much water over there, and just be thankful that we don't hurt things. It's ridiculous what I seen last night on the news. I forget which, you know, news channel I was watching. But I tell you what, they got their hands full over there next to the big river.
I haven't heard anything about that. Of course, I don't watch the news. I don't have regular TV anymore. But amazing they go from drought to overflowing that quick, isn't it?
I forgot what news channel I was watching. It wasn't none of our local channels. Let's just say the Mississippi River is about a quarter of a mile over its banks.
A lot of water. I mean, a lot of water.
And they still got people, you know, from what I heard, or the portion that I heard, is still stranded in their homes, and people are still, you know, if you go anywhere, you have to go by boat now. So I don't know where you would go with that kind of water, but everybody's, it's no joke, they actually showed pictures of one neighborhood, and everybody had boats in their driveways instead of cars.
That's amazing, because, I mean, just, what, a few months ago, like I say, it was the lowest it's ever been in recent history, and now we're overflowing. I know we've had a lot of water lately, but... Man.
You know, you always hear stories about the, you know, the end of time's coming, and, you know, if you ever read the New Testament and the Bible, it tells about different things that's going to happen, and, you know, a lot of things that the Bible does talk about is, you know, is coming true and has come true, you know, different portions of it and different stages of it that I see, and, you know, with the weather pattern, you know, changing the way it is, you know, it ain't... We don't have a normal weather pattern like we used to have back in the 70s and the 80s and early 90s. You know, everything has changed since the 90s, it seems like, weather-wise. And, you know, I've grown up, you know, watching news like most people, and I've always been, a nerd at hand when it comes down to it. And I love this machine bird. And, you know, I have watched over the last probably 2.5 decades of weather forecasters, if you really want to call them that. You know, they describe and they tell less and less details about what the weather is really doing. if you go back 20 years and watch, you know, or remember, you know, watching the weathermen on TV, what they used to talk about 20 years ago and 10 years ago and what they talk about now and how they tell about it, you know. You know, our local news media outlets, you know, they, you hardly ever hear them talk about the national weather. It's always the local weather. And, you know, they used to talk about the jet stream, and they don't talk about the jet stream no more. You know, they used to talk about the weather in the Midlands and out on the West Coast, and they hardly talk about that unless there's some kind of major event taking place. So it's getting to where it's less and less and less.
For HKX. Paul, you still there?
Still here.
It just cut off abruptly in the middle of your transmission there, so I didn't know what happened.
I'm telling. But anyway, alright, I'm gonna jump off of here and get back inside and see what I can get into in there. I just wanted to check this radio out, make sure everything was purred like it was supposed to, and whatnot. Yeah, have a good weekend over there, and whatnot. And we'll talk to everybody later. N4 DME, be clear on your final.
DME, good to talk to you tonight, Paul. And look forward to catching you on the net tomorrow night, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.